Welcome to the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.
Been thinking a lot about anxiety lately and worrying about stuff. And here's another word picture, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know how we're omnivores?
Yes.
And so some animals are carnivores or herbivores. Some food's just not their food. You'll kill them. Like giraffes, not like, oh, that's pretty good looking meat there. I'm gonna, yeah. Like, no, you're a giraffe. Mm-hmm. Concentrate on those leaves over there. Like,
that's
and
yours.
They know it.
Yes.
They know that's off limits.
Mm-hmm.
I could try to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with like an alligator. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have some flowers.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not your food.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like, I am your sustainer. I'm mm-hmm. what you actually turn to. Mm-hmm. I'm your food, basically. I'm the bread of life. That other stuff, don't have anything to do with it. Cast your cares on God, because he can handle it. Mm-hmm. That's not for you to chew on. Mm-hmm. It will kill you. When it comes to worries and stuff about tomorrow, next week, next year, things that could happen, like, that's not your thing, man. That God can handle that stuff. Here's the goal of the show. It's our secret agenda, except we're not that secret about it. We actually hope, and if you're new to the show, new to the station, please know this is where we're actually coming from. We hope to be joyful and peaceful and to be an island of actual encouragement for you. Seriously. I know it's easy to say that, but like, we're trying to walk that out every day. Like, actually give you a place where you can come and you're not whipped into anger. You're not whipped into worry. It's the opposite of that, where you can actually be a human being who is at peace and can experience joy. And that's that deep sense of well-being, that pervasive sense of well-being, regardless of circumstances. You can have anything going on in your life, but to have something you can draw on that's rock solid, that's always there and will never leave you. We get to talk about that stuff. So that is our goal. Yes, it's a little goofy. Yes, Sherry has a big laugh. Yes, I sound like Garfield. We understand that. But
we do have a goal.
We do have a goal, and that's it. Archaeology update for you here on the show. They found, I missed this. They were just talking about last year in archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
No, it's fine.
Just let me handle that.
Okay, sure.
Most people find it too boring, but they found a comb in biblical archaeology. Written on it, it's made out of ivory, and it's a comb. And it has writing on it in Canaanite alphabet.
Okay.
From 1700 BC.
Hmm.
And they translated the sentence that says on there, it says, may this tusk, because it's made out of ivory, root out the lice of your hair and your beard.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And if you're like, Brant, what's your point with this whole thing? I don't have one.
And
but I just find that so much. It actually says that. Like, here's a comb.
Yeah.
Hope it works for you.
If you have lice in your hair and your beard.
Just hanging out here in Canaan. Making combs. We humans are really good at stuff like, you know what America needs or the nation needs to. No. What do I need to do?
Hmm.
So we're really good at this. But I saw an article about the Damar Hamlin thing. He's out of the hospital. So thankful for that. People have been praying. So they're like, America needs to thank God, not just ask him to heal now that this is happening.
Like,
we need to. Well, that's true. That's true. But that was a reminder to me. How many times have I prayed for something and forgotten to be really, really thankful to bring that energy? I had all this nervous energy before.
Yeah.
But is there an energy I can bring to it afterward? It was like, God, you've been good again. How many times have I forgotten to do that? Oh, here's another thing about the show. Thank you for listening, by the way. Highly flawed people on the air. Okay, so you know that. But I do want you to know one thing I strive to do, and I know Sherry's this way too. We're talking about deep, important things. And we talk about Jesus a lot. What I don't want to do is leave you feeling left out if you're not in the circle of knowledge of whatever, religious, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because I think that can happen. And I'll tell you, if I ever do use terms or whatever, that's like, what in the world are you talking about? That's an accident.
Because
this is not a club. And Jesus is brilliant at making the outsiders the insiders.
Yeah.
So if we're ever like communicating, you're not an insider, you don't really know what's going on. Like, please, that's just us not being grown up enough. So I want to tell you that and tell you, you're welcome here regardless of your past or your present. This is wild. Movies that turned 20 years old this year.
Uh-oh, you're about to make us feel old.
You bet I am. Finding Nemo.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Elf.
Wow.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy.
The first. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Oh, well.
They've been sustaining.
I was going to say they've never gone away.
No, so. To sustain that level of fury over 20 years, to still be that furious.
Laudable.
It takes a toll on them physiologically.
Well, obviously not 20 years later. They're still here.
That kind of fury. But what's it doing to their blood pressure?
End. You're absolutely right.
Your endocrine system. Not healthy. So you were just telling your cousin that?
Yeah, she's starting her doctorate program and the stress of it all. She hasn't been back to school in a long time. And we were talking through it. And I said, you know what I have done? And I suggest you do. I said, everything you're feeling right now, write it down. Doesn't have to be perfect. Just write it on a piece of paper. Fold it up.
All the stresses.
Yes, all the stresses. Yeah. I don't think I could be able to do this. Write it all down. I said, fold it up. Put it in your drawer. Go back. And I said a year, but I said 6 months. Number one, you're going to forget you ever felt it. Number two, I guarantee you, you're going to see God has been faithful.
Huh.
I guarantee you will see that God was faithful. And that builds your history. Like, I was so worried. I was so scared. I was so stressed out. And he's faithful over and over and over again.
You're going to extend that guarantee to everybody listening?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's on him. It's not on me.
There you go. You're right. So we're serious about this.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to trust God with it, then you're building on a strong foundation. But then you can look back and go, look how he's been faithful to me again. Okay. Not real confident here, but can you do that?
Absolutely.
Intro?
And now a masterclass on joke telling with your instructor, Brant Hansen.
Really rare, but I spotted an albino Dalmatian today.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was the least I could do.
Oh, you spotted.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Really?
I mean, sure. Does this feel like a masterclass?
It doesn't, but I have no confidence anymore with my jokes.
It was okay.
Fun fact, I don't actually like dad jokes.
Uh-huh.
I don't. I don't like puns.
I know you don't.
And that's a pun.
Okay, yeah.
I think. Yes, it is.
Well, it's punish.
Yeah. I like if it's really clever, but that's the only joke I have today.
Well.
I don't have anything to choose from.
Well, perhaps you shouldn't have held a class.
A great point. I don't have to do this. Yeah, there's certain things nobody's going to do for me. I got to do them myself, like actually memorize scripture. And I've been terrible at that my whole life until recently. Mm. So we talked about it. I have an app. It's called the Memorize Scripture app. People ask me what that is. Mm-hmm. That's all it's called. And I don't get a dime from it. I don't know what they charge or whatever. But I use that and it gives you points.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds juvenile, perhaps, that I made points.
But it's been helpful.
I like points.
Yeah. You're a stats guy.
I do like points. And I tell you what, there's nothing, it's going to sound like a strange phrase, but back in the day, we'd call it punk rock. Mm-hmm. Like if something's really countercultural and takes some guts, there's nothing more punk rock than memorizing scripture right now. Because they can't take it from you. Whoever they is, it doesn't matter. But that's yours. No matter where you are, that goes with you. You can draw on it. You can pray it back to God. You can, it's really helpful. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it starts January 22nd. I have a weird invitation for you as you're listening to this. And I realize most people aren't going to be able to do this because it's just location. But I'm going to start teaching a Sunday school class at a church.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Yeah.
So me and a neighbor friend are going to I'm mainly going to teach it, but he's going to help and then step in. And but it's at Family Church Palm Beach Gardens, if you want to look it up.
Okay.
So we're in South Florida. And it starts then, but you're welcome to come in and it'll be every week.
Nice.
So we're going to talk about anger and forgiveness and stuff, and then start angling from that to just discipleship in general, like how to actually follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I am. I like the idea of doing that. Like, I feel like the discipleship thing, people, yeah, we should be discipling people. It sounds like a very Christian-y thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, we should. Like, tell people how to do this.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, that'll take 400 years of ongoing.
Well, I think something, don't you think that sometimes what's called discipleship really isn't like the things that.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's like, no, I want how to obey Jesus.
Yeah.
Because his way,
yeah.
The way mm-hmm. is the best way to live.
Yeah.
And you'll, like, it's good for everyone around you. It's good for you. This is how to be human in the best way because mm-hmm. like him.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's do the stuff he told us to do. And there's a finite number of things he told us to do. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be this impossible task.
Right.
I'm not saying we live perfect lives, but we can grow up and we can equip people in a short period of time to go, okay, this is what it looks like.
I agree. Yeah.
It should be a transforming community of people. And that's what we do for each other. Mm-hmm. So That's the thing. If you want to come, you just have to go on their website. I can't remember what it is, but if you search Family Church Palm Beach Gardens, okay. You'll find it. And then they'll want you to sign up for it or something.
That's awesome.
Be totally welcome. Love to meet you. Please don't assassinate me. And we'll have coffee. I'm trying to think what other...
Should he survive assassination, yeah. You guys will have coffee together.
There's people putting on ski masks as I'm talking like, okay.
Going to get him.
Tell us where it is, Brant, and when. I'll be like, yeah, I knew it. Oh, well. Our podcast sponsor, one of them is Fellowship Home Loans. They're awesome. Mike and Brian are fantastic to talk to. Here's their number, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Check it out. We have breaking animal news.
Okay.
I haven't had any for a little while.
No, you haven't. I've noticed that. I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah.
You know why?
Why?
I just forgot about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's so not like you.
No, it's not like a good news anchor to forget news. Like, oh, I'm supposed to bring news
to people. I'm supposed to be breaking news. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Animals are out there doing cool stuff.
I know. But you usually have your finger on the pulse of that.
I still do. But I just enjoy it.
You forgot to report
it. I'm not thinking,
it.
Oh, I need to report on
Got
this.
Got it.
I just am all, oh, that's cute.
So what's the breaking animal news?
Well, it's more of an observation.
Oh, my goodness.
You watch dogs be bad dogs, like on movies, TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually being good dogs.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they're obeying what they're supposed to do for that show. Like, if they're a bad dog in the show.
Yes.
They're actually being good dogs, because that's, you know what I mean?
Why is this breaking?
It just occurred to me. You know, you talk about forgiveness with people. This reaction, I get this reaction. Especially since I did this TV thing last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you telling me I have to forgive everybody? No, I'm mm-hmm. not telling you I have to forgive everybody. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can live with that the rest of your life.
Anger and resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the freedom. Isn't that amazing? I mean, Jesus is telling us point blank that this is, you forgive because you're forgiven.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. You can live in bitterness. You can build your house on sand if you want. There's all sorts of things you can do. Check it out. I'm going to shock you with some shocking material here. It's just shockingly interesting. It's what we do. Shock stuff.
Sure.
But it's interesting. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Never even thought about this before till today. Somebody points this out. You don't have to raise your hand to knock on the door.
You can knock from the bottom.
Yeah, you just knock. Like your hands
wherever
are down
your hand
there.
Is, yeah.
Just knock from there.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, just never really thought about it. For why we always lift our hand up there. And
all right.
I have to.
Well... Okay. Now, the point of the shock jock is segment is for people to buzz about it, and then we get a ratings bump.
I think we're going to get that. I think
you do?
I think people are going to buzz about this.
From that?
Because I don't think people have thought about it. They're going to be like, you ever notice how we... I think it could be some... And then people will be like, well, where'd you hear that? And then they'll be like...
And they'll say the Brant Hanson Show.
Brant Hanson Show.
And you think people will then want to tune in?
And then they'll say, how do I tune in? How do I support the station? How do I get involved with my best monthly gift?
Dear sir, that is a lofty goal.
You have to aim high. Question, do you do New Year's resolutions? Well, some professors at the University of Hertfordshire in England say don't even bother because you're doomed to failure.
Well, that's a lot of negativity.
That's what
from
I thought. 9 out of 10 New Year's resolutions are doomed to fail. Like, that's what you're coming up with as professor? Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks. You're doomed.
We do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you. You're not doomed. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, let that be your bulletin board material.
Yeah. What?
Just like professors at Hertfordshire. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what's doomed. This university, I've never heard of it before in my entire life. Yeah, there's certain things you can only do for yourself, and one of them is be thankful. No mm-hmm. one can be thankful for you. And almost everybody would agree, like, yeah, we should be thankful. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but okay, but go ahead and be then.
Yeah.
It's like when people are like, praise God. Mm-hmm. That's a religious thing to say, and I understand it. And it's a good thing to say, but it's like, okay, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Rave on about him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it. Like, celebrate how good he is. Talk about how good he is. Like, we can leave a Yelp review for stuff and go on and on about something. Yeah. Like, what? Go ahead.
And the beauty of doing that is you can't do that and complain at the same time.
No, you can't. Yeah. And it chases away anger and it chases away anxiety to do that. Mm-hmm. And we know that. So it's like, okay, I have to do that. No one's going to do it for me. Oh, so Dusty emailed me, quick mm-hmm. email. And he said, I was so happy to hear on the Oddcast that Cozy and the Gospel Chicken won some awards. We had a 2022 awards.
Yes. Your own personal awards.
Yeah.
That you were giving to.
Yeah. Cozy won Dog of the Year.
Sure.
I can't remember what the Gospel Chicken was. I won Chicken of the Year.
Chicken of the Year. Yes.
But he says, I was disappointed there was no Producer of the Year award for Sherry. Hopefully she'll be nominated next year.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate that. I don't know that it was even a category.
It wasn't. And I told him, I wrote back, I'm like, I will talk to the committee, whoever comes up with these categories.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was an oversight. It's not okay.
Okay. All right.
No, I'm not going to stand for this. I want you to know that. That got your back.
Thank you for standing up for me.
Yeah, so Dusty, it's going to be taken care of next year.
What were the name of the awards?
I promise you that.
What were the name of the awards again?
The Brand Hanson Show Awards.
Got it.
But the award committee, anyway, never mind.
The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To order Brant's latest book, The Men We Need, or to stream Sherry's play, The Bold and the Sanctified, go to BrantHanson.com.